Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A biological boy is bringing a lawsuit to the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the impact of this case involving men in women's sports and also talk about what Texas just did to protect women. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, I just pray that one day this nonsense will stop, Matt, that these males will stop intruding in women's sports. And President Trump, I'm grateful he signed the executive order to stop this, but it's still happening. And now we have this case, which will be before the U.S. Supreme Court sometime in the near future, West Virginia versus BPJ. And this is a biological boy trying to have the access to win in women's sports. He's a shot put player, I guess, whatever you call them, biological boy, and he's trying to fight for that right to do that, and that is so wrong.
Yeah, this is a major case because there's a lot of states, mostly red states, primarily red states. The blue states are in one category. The red states seem to be in the other. And the red states are protecting women in sports. And so West Virginia has a law that says, if you're going to compete in women's sports, you have to be a woman. Pretty common sense. This boy, going by the initials of BPJ at the U.S. Supreme Court, is challenging the West Virginia law and is trying to overturn its law, which would also overturn other laws of other states that ban boys, men, that are wanting to compete in women's sports. Liberty Counsel filed a brief at the High Court on this particular case, and we ask that you pray for this case because this will be a major situation that will have an impact not just on Virginia, but around the country as well. West Virginia banned men in women's sports in 2021, passing the Save Women's Sports Act, but, quote, Becky, close quote, Pepper Jackson, that's the boy's name now, changed his name to Becky. And his parents sued the state to force his way into the girls' track and field team. So the Fourth and the Ninth Circuit Courts of Appeals, in separate cases before the Supreme Court, ruled against biological women, deciding that men who pretend to be women have a so-called right to compete in women's sports.
You know, when you said earlier about forcing, that just brings to mind, with this whole nonsense going on, with this agenda, people are trying to force their bodies to align with their confused minds. And God says in His Word that if we use His Word to the renewing of our mind, then everything else will fall into place, including our physical body, our actions, our thoughts. So we really got to pray for these people that are so confused.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the passage you're referring to is Romans chapter 12, and it is to have a renewing of your mind. Whereas what we're talking about here is to do exactly the opposite. It says, do not be conformed, in verse 2, to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
So they're trying to force what the world says, oh, well, you're born in the wrong body. You should be a girl. You should compete in women's sports. You're trying to force your body to align with your confused mind. And God says, no, my word will transform your mind and the rest will fall into place and you won't have this kind of forcing.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. Put it in the context of somebody who has an eating disorder. When you look at their physical body, because they are starving themselves, their physical body is not overweight because they've been starving themselves. In their mind, however, they are overweight. And so what do you do with somebody who has anorexia, bulimia, has an eating disorder? It can be very dangerous. It can be fatal if you continue to go down that road. Do you give that person liposuction? Somebody says, well, I am overweight. Do you put them on a fast? Do you give them liposuction? Do you give them plastic surgery? Mm-hmm. No, you don't do that. It's not the problem with their physical body. It's the problem with their emotions, their mind.
Right, and their spiritual
body. It's mental,
body.
Spiritual. You so to... you need to, as Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And so when you give your life over to Jesus Christ, your mind right. is made new. All things are new. The old is past. The new has come. That's in the book of Corinthians.
And, you know, we should never be shy about pouring that truth into these people that are confused. Tell them, you are perfectly and wonderfully made in God's image, and your identity is in Jesus and what he did for you, not in what the world says. So don't be afraid to pour that kind of truth into these people's minds so that their hearts would also align with that.
Yeah, it does not help someone to feed them a lie. And this particular parent, it's really, I think, parental abuse. Mm-hmm. She has been cross-dressing her son since he was in the third grade. In the third grade, she's been dressing her son as a girl.
You see where the problem starts here.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's the problem with the parent. So now the parent is actually pushing this to have everyone fall in line with this delusion that she began with this boy in third grade. Mm. She wants all the rest of the world to fall along with this fictitious mental delusion and this, frankly, a mental disorder. So this is a big case. Pray for it. It has not been yet set for oral argument. It has been accepted for review, but the Supreme Court has not set a date for oral argument. That should happen fairly soon. We'll keep you up to date on it. But in the meantime, while this case is pending and will be argued, and by the way, decided no later than the end of June 2026, there's other developments that are happening in other parts of the country as well. Texas just passed, and Governor Greg Abbott signed, the Texas Women's Privacy Act, which protects women and girls by banning gender-confused males from using women's private spaces in all state-owned buildings.
I still shake my head when we have to pass laws for this. It just seems so nonsensical. But praise God and kudos to Texas for doing the right thing.
Well, it becomes the 21st state to have a bathroom-related law or policy protecting women. You know, you never used to think that you had to define what is a
right. The sign
woman.
Says women, the sign says men. You go in the right one.
Yeah, so
you don't cross over, you know.
Texas legislators first introduced similar legislation a decade ago in 2015. And even though you have some conservative leadership in Texas, you also have some moderates there. So why would it take that long to pass it? It's because of some of the moderates in the Texas legislature. They then again, they reintroduced it in 2017. Finally, it passed 2025 by
along party lines.
Yeah, along party lines by
sad,
a vote of 86 to 45.
Yeah,
in the state house and 19 to 11 in the Senate. The law defines sex. Now, this is the interesting thing. You can't just say men use the men's restroom, women use
right.
the women's restroom.
We have to define.
Now you
got
to define what a man
now.
Is, what a woman yeah. is. So, the law defines sex as either male or female, according to their natural reproductive systems.
So look at your parts, and you know what you are.
So, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
I know it's just so nonsensical.
Now, Justice Ketanji Brown, she was asked what a woman is, and she said that she didn't know. She couldn't answer that. She's not a biologist. Well, Texas tells you. You can read the Texas
yeah.
law now. So if you're confused, Texas has it in statute.
They can help you.
They can tell you. Sex is either male or female. And if you don't know what a male or female is, then it actually describes what a male or female is by virtue of your reproductive system. So the law is consistent with previous Texas law, which is HB 229, which passed in May of 2025. HB 229 declares that males and females possess immutable biological differences from birth, and that males are typically bigger, stronger, and faster, which can leave females more physically vulnerable than males.
It
paved the way for the Texas Women's Privacy Act by codifying in the state's code that there are two genders that should be treated as separate and equal, but not as identical to each other.
You never knew you'd be teaching biology, did you?
I didn't know that.
But this is great. I mean, this Privacy Act now requires all state buildings, that includes public schools, universities, prisons and jails, et cetera, to protect these women from males.
Well, we're keeping track of all the states on our Liberty Council website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.